how like us to both show up in band tees.
Did we?
Mm-hmm.
Beatles and Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
Beatles iconic. And Bowie.
Bowie and Beatles. BB.
BB 8. let's do word association.
Okay.
BB
8. Star Wars.
Chewbacca.
Star Wars.
No, you can't do the same thing. Ask, keep going.
BB 8.
Ashley Nicole. Chewbacca.
Charlie.
Oh, love.
Charlie's her dog, for those of you that don't know.
Ashley, you're not good. You can't stop to explain.
I'm sorry. I'm not good at this.
Word association. So,
weren't
by
you
default,
supposed to keep going because I said Charlie?
I said love.
Oh, I didn't hear love.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is podcasting. You might have heard of it.
We're professionals.
You'd think so.
I feel like we don't.
3 years.
We've had so many years. We've had a live show. We've launched merch. We've done collabs with some pretty big people. Like, we don't really have where
we
before.
Still, like, our intros are just trash.
I mean, I had a fun fact, and then you just, like, jumped in.
I'm sorry. I just felt like I was like, it just felt right.
Yeah. I felt very right.
We're
cute.
Also, just to let you know where I'm at today, the second I sat down here, I had to unbutton my pants because
I saw, but not just one button.
No, like it's fully unbuttoned.
Three buttons.
These are freshly washed denim.
Oh, yeah, that's a no. That's a
and
no.
And I sat in the car to come here and was like, oh no. Like I didn't sit. I was getting ready. I threw on pants and I was like out the door. And the second I sat down, I was like, mother F. I didn't lunge. I didn't squat. I didn't do anything to stretch them out a little bit. And it was, I had to unbutton them in the car. And then I came to sit down. I was like, well, it's a good thing we have a desk.
Yeah. You guys can't see what's going on under here.
It's fully undone. Because I can't.
I could be in the nude.
I couldn't breathe.
Ew, I couldn't breathe. Have you seen that thing that says, like, you're supposed to put jeans on and then go in the shower with them? Like, so you wear your jeans, go in the shower with them wet, and then you kind of like move around a little bit and then let them air dry, and supposedly it's supposed to be like they like perfectly fit to you.
Interesting.
I mean, I believe everything I see on TikTok, so.
I mean, yeah.
Could be
real.
It
is science.
Could be not.
For those of you that doubt it. My boyfriend.
Welcome to Unsolicited Advice, y'all.
The podcast. I'm Ashley.
I'm Taryn.
And we're here.
Gosh, I was trying to do the intro for once.
I'm so sorry.
She was so fazed. She was like, shut up.
I was like, this is my part.
Yeah, we're a podcast that gives advice to
the
strangers.
Most professional. The best advice.
That's unsolicited.
But also solicited.
Yeah. Wow. Y'all Ash is really not going to let me finish one
sentence. I'm on my
today.
Second coffee.
Look,
already.
See,
already.
It's happening. It's still happening.
Oh, man. I just, you know what? I'll tell you what. I had the best morning. I like made myself go to the gym early. I made myself a healthy breakfast. I made myself shower and clean and like get ready completely. And then I had a bunch of computer work to do. So I put on Harry Potter.
Oh, love that for
and
you.
And it put me in the zone. It just put me in a happy place. And I, like, as I was doing my emails and uploading this morning, I was just, like, in a good place because it was in the background.
Yeah.
And it just felt magical.
Want to hear about my morning?
To preface.
Polar opposite.
Taryn.
What?
No. It's extra funny because, never mind. I shouldn't give
morning.
It away. I'm trying to take this spotlight again. It's not okay.
Slept through my alarm. Had trouble with my post I was supposed to do for my family's golf ball company, mm-hmm. Mach 1 Golf Balls. Check it out. Then messed up my breakfast, messed up my coffee. Then my Wi-Fi went out. then I was on hold with AT&T. Finally got a hold of someone. He said, let me transfer you to someone who can help you. And it took me right back to the main menu. So then I had to be on hold again. Then they finally called me back and I missed it. Then finally got on the phone with them and I was on the freeway. Realized I didn't pack my makeup. I didn't pack my snacks. Nothing. So I haven't eaten or drinking anything. I'm so hungry.
Do you want my coffee?
I'm so thirsty.
Do you want my coffee?
No.
What about
then,
my water?
A canoe flew off of a car. And everyone was running over it and like, all frantic. Then I looked down and my gas tank was at zero. And I was like, but when did it turn to zero?
Right.
No context.
Did it just turn zero? Because you'll make it.
Yep.
If it's been zero.
Yep.
It's scary. Scary time.
And my car did one of those little like giddy ups where it's like,
yeah.
You're just like,
Yeah.
So yeah, I was late. I'm hungry and tired and my face is bare.
Your face is beautiful, first of all.
Thank you.
But those are the worst. Those are the worst.
The difference
mornings.
Between our mornings is just like,
yeah.
I picture you like Snow White, like birds are singing and carrying stuff to you. And I'm just like the gremlin.
You know what's funny? A week ago, I have had the best luck. Let me knock on wood really quick. I have had the best luck with cars. Like I've only had two, but they've been great. Like I've never had any serious car problems. Yeah. I had my first one and then I got my second one.
The red one.
Yeah.
I had paint chipping on the top.
06. No. Yeah. 06 Toyota Corolla Sport. So it had a little fender on the back. It was cute. But it died on me probably like 5 years ago. And that's when I got the car that I have now. Never had any problems. I was trying to be a responsible human being and get my oil changed. So I, instead of, normally I'll go to like a, like the dealership or whatever.
Okay.
But I was like, you know what? It's cheaper. It's faster. I'm going to go to Valvoline.
Oh, just one of those like drive up.
Quick little drive up. They were like, oh, you have a few things that are due. You need to do this, this, this. And then you also need your transmission fluid changed. And I was like, okay, no problem. Go ahead. Let's do it all now. And I'll get on with my life. So then I'm going to my parents' house on Monday. It's been a few days. And it was kind of like there was a light came on and I was like, oh, I think they just forgot to like turn the sensor off. I had multiple men look at it that were like car savvy. They were like, oh, I think you're good. So Monday, we record here. I go to my parents' house, which is far, like a good hour and a half at least. And halfway there, my like check engine light comes on and my car starts making this really bad like crunching, like grinding sound. And I was like, oh God,
it's happening.
I'm on the 10. Like it's not like a little side street. Like I'm on the freeway.
Yeah.
And I had to like pull over and I ended up going and getting it checked out because there was a Lexus like 15 minutes away,
which
just worked out so good. So I just drove real slow and I had my hazards on. I just went like hokey pokey, super slow.
Yeah.
Turns out they didn't fill it up all the way. And apparently, if you overfill it even the tiniest bit, or if you underfill it even the tiniest bit, it throws the whole thing off.
Wow.
So speaking of, this is mental note to myself, I need to call Valvoline. I want my $200 back.
I want $200 plus pain and suffering.
The pain and suffering.
Yeah.
So car problems.
Yeah, they're the worst.
But that was the first time I've ever been on the freeway and the car started acting weird.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. It's very unnerving.
Fun.
Very unnerving.
It's not fun.
Especially by yourself.
Yeah. Oh, I got new tattoos.
Cute. Oh, I love that one.
Thank you.
What does it say? I can't read it from here.
It says, keep your chin up. And it's from Robin Hood, the Disney movie. Because there's this part where he says, keep your chin up. There will be happiness someday again in Nottingham. And I've always wanted to get a quote from Robin Hood because it's my favorite Disney movie. And also, like, it's tied to, like, my Oma who passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, like, thinking about it. And then I kind of liked just keep your chin up because it also is just, like, a good reminder for
me. Absolutely.
And then I wanted to get a live reaction of showing you my second one.
Oh. Is it my face?
I might have overshot the size.
Is it on
but
your...
I love it. No. I love it, but it is very large. It's so good.
Oh, it's incredible.
Killed it.
It's incredible.
Tell the people.
Taryn did in fact get a Lego Darth Vader on her right arm.
Yeah, I did. I'm obsessed with it. It's bigger than I thought it was going to be, but also like it's so detailed and beautiful.
We'll put
stuff on them.
Yeah,
we'll put it on
We'll take a photo for you guys. But
yeah,
look at you. Two tattoos you've wanted for a very long time.
Very long time.
Just checking them off the list.
Yeah.
Making a list.
I think I have a slight problem and my parents are concerned, but it's fine. I just keep getting like multiple tattoos at a time. But
no, we've all seen the people with tattoo problems. Once it starts creeping up your neck, you've officially run out of room. Yeah. Well, congratulations. Thanks. That's very exciting.
That's all I got. You got to tear it up for us today, Ash?
I do, but couple of announcements.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to just, you know, put here primarily, first and foremost, before we get into anything. October series is around the corner, people. It is here. It is among us. It is spooky season. And I know a lot of you guys are like, Ashley, calm down. Calm down. It's not even October yet. Listen, we record like two episodes in advance, so it's basically here. So if you want to get your spooky story in on time, then now is the time. So I'm not even requesting. I'm telling you.
Do it.
Get yourself a notepad and your computer. Write it out first. Type it up to us. Give us all the scary, spooky details. I want a picture painted in my head. And then send it over to us. Don't forget to label it October series so that we can put it in the proper folder when we're looking for the good stories.
Yes.
Also get so excited. Taryn and I love October and always do spooky October promos on our Instagram. So also, if you don't follow us on Instagram,
now's the time.
What are you doing with your life? We post quality content on Instagram. So follow us on Instagram and get ready because the videos are just incredible and it's so much fun. And we're very much looking forward to it. Also, I have a clothing company that you guys are aware of, Parallel Apparel. We had a drop this past Friday and it was incredible. It was beautiful. So much fun. We added a bunch of fun colors to one of our like best-selling tops. And yeah, I just wanted to give it a quick shout out because I love it so much.
Yeah. I bought one of everything.
A true friend.
Like, I was like, oh, I'll just buy like a top and a skirt, like whatever. And then I could not decide between the colors.
Yeah.
Because it's like a purple, green, and orange. Like they're very different. Like it's not
they're
like,
all so
oh,
different.
It's like a light purple and a dark purple. So I just choose one. Like they're so beautiful. So I bought all of them.
It is the sporty square neck that Taryn's talking about. And our square neck is our bestseller. So we came out with this kind of like sporty, quick dry material. It's kind of like a swimsuit material.
Yeah.
Which is really nice for days like this. It's literally supposed to be 108 today.
Ew.
Yeah. It's insane.
Why?
LA's on fire right now.
Yeah.
We're unwell. So what do you got to do? Buy yourself a sporty square neck.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Parallel Apparel. And that's the end of my updates.
Love that. Ash, you're like, you are a chatterbox today.
I'm telling
Which
you.
Which is
so the second
rare,
coffee.
Mm-hmm. But I love it. I welcome it with open arms.
I think the listeners like it too.
Let's take a poll.
I don't want to know. You're like, shut up, let Taryn talk.
Every time, like, I'll throw out, like, to ask opinions online, there's sometimes where, like, the response, I'm like, why did I do that to myself?
Yeah. Like, me, when I was like, let's get rid of the fun factor fiction. Everyone was like, we'll kill you. I was like, oh.
We've got your number. Yeah. No, I forget what I was saying. Wow. My brain, I feel like mush. Like, we need to get food, like, immediately after.
I don't have food. Would you like my water?
Nah.
Would you like my coffee?
I'm just going to barrel.
Okay. As you guys know, we always Let me try that again. We always start off with a tearing it up. Just something fun. Something a little easy to listen to. Because sometimes y'all get serious on us. And we need something a little lighthearted. This is a good one. I'm not going to say the title. Because I feel like it gives it away. But let's dive on into it. This happened several years ago. I think when I copy and pasted it, I got rid of the intro.
Oh. I was like, I thought I think was part of the story. And I was like, why do you just keep saying
it? Oh, no.
Like,
I didn't.
Okay. So
I was just expecting one of those like, hey, Ash and Taryn, like...
She's like, wait, this must be wrong. You have
wrong.
Not said
you guys
love
haven't
us.
Complimented us on our podcast yet. I love this girl. She's keeping me humble. Okay. She writes, "This happened several years ago, but I still laugh at the story every time I think about it. I would like to remain anonymous, of course. Love you girls and the pod." There it is. I feel
She's
fine now.
Good now.
"This incident occurred early on in my relationship. I had slept over at my boyfriend's place, and bright and early, I began to get ready as we had a date planned that day. I showered, and then I realized that all of the things I forgot to pack, a clean pair of underwear, stuff like that, had been at my place. So I am faced with a decision to go commando for the full day or wear previously worn underwear. Something to note about me is that I never go commando. It's not my lifestyle. I have never enjoyed the feeling of a cool breeze on my hoo-ha. However, the only thing that sounded worse that day was wearing a dirty pair of underwear in front of my newly official boyfriend. So I put on a cute summery dress, remained underwearless, and..."
Why? Every commando story, they're in a dress. That's not the time to try it out.
Correct. However, sometimes the dress is, sometimes underwear, finding underwear that works with a dress is hard sometimes.
But it has to be a dress that's like skin tight. Usually, like, yes, these stories, it's like flowy, flowery summer dresses. Like,
she didn't give detail, but it could be skin tight.
I'm assuming. Depending on how the story ends.
But also, she's not home. So I think she packed a fit and had no other option.
But, like, that's the scariest thing in the world to me.
1,000%. Yeah.
So I would be, like, soaking my chones in the sink and, like, making it work.
With the hair dryer.
Before I would just let my bits be out for the world. Like, dear Lord, that sounds terrifying.
She continues, "And we make our way to our date, which is an old historic house tour. Not many people were there that day, and we were accompanied only by our tour guide. She was 30 years older, sweet, and very knowledgeable. She guides us through the home, and I am enamored with all of the historic details. We begin to wrap up our tour, and she descends a spiral wooden staircase."
Ashley, you've read this already.
Have I really? Oh, no!
The spiral staircase, and she falls.
Yes.
And lands with her legs open.
Oh, no. It finally happened. Oh, I was all proud of myself being all ready.
How did you read the same one, and you were so excited about it?
That's
why I said that. I was like, why do we keep having girls going commando in skirts?
I didn't unmark it from
this
the start.
This tearing it up section has now turned into a... ashing it up.
Oh my God. It's okay. I have another one.
No. You lost your segment.
No, I have another
lost
one.
Your segment.
It's short too. This is perfect. I am going to skip part of it because it's unnecessary potty talk. But it's a quick one, I promise. Oh, I'm such a wrecker now. This one is titled, "It Indeed Was Not Toilet Paper."
Oh, yes. I love this one.
Okay. I do have a little arsenal of tearing it ups because one day I showed up without one and neither did Taryn and it was a mess. So I have three in my bag at all times. So thank God for that. Okay. Here we go. "Hi, babes. My name is Shelton and you can say my name. I'm from Utah.
What
hey,
it?
Shelton. When I tell you this is the most embarrassing moment of my life, this is, in fact, the most embarrassing moment, in all caps, of my life. This all happened a few months back. Valentine's Day, to be exact. A couple friends and I decided to go out for dinner and to celebrate our friendship since, you know, we're all single.
Love that.
LOL. Love that. Anyways, we all ended up ordering dinner and just having a nice chill evening. We ended up asking for the bill and we pay and we leave. We end up getting in the car and I start driving everyone back home, which is about 45 minutes away. About 15 minutes into the drive, my stomach starts to feel a little funny. 2 minutes later, after that, I turn down the music and tell everyone, I need a bathroom immediately. I'm going to, like, crap my pants. Shelton writes, my intestines start to cramp up and I feel like I'm literally going to go to the bathroom right then or right there. So my friends and I pull up to the nearest gas station and I speed on over. We arrive to the gas station. I book it inside one of the restrooms. Now, these bathrooms weren't the most sanitary.
Gas station bathrooms, as most gas stations are. Disgusting. Mm-hmm.
Like, they were actually one of the nastiest bathrooms I've ever been in, but that didn't matter at the moment. I ended up doing my business, and I'm in there for, I kid you not, probably 15 to 20 minutes. I go to grab the toilet paper, and of course, with my luck, there isn't any. So I decided to reach my arm under the stall next to me and grab some toilet paper. And then, as my arm is underneath the stall, I grab onto something and realize it's not actually toilet paper. So many questions. What could it be?
I never like know the tearing it up beforehand, so I'm having so much fun because I'm like, it's coming.
I had actually grabbed the stranger's hand who was in the stall next to me going to the bathroom. That's terrifying.
When I'm on the toilet, why were his hands dangling?
I mean, maybe he was reaching for the toilet paper, or she, maybe they were like going to grab the toilet paper at the same time that Shelton was going to grab the toilet paper.
I'm just picturing a person like sitting with his hands at his side.
Shelton writes, I literally froze and stayed in that stall until they left. I was mortified. A lesson to all of you, make sure there's toilet paper before you go to the bathroom. I thought you would appreciate this tearing it up because my goodness, this was embarrassing. Shelton, thank you so much for sharing
that
story.
So good.
I'm not kidding. I almost read that at our live show.
That was my vote.
And I have thought about it multiple times when I go into a stalled bathroom, like in public somewhere. Every time I go in there, I'm always like, I was thinking about it this past weekend.
No, I literally just went to a concert and the girl next to me was like, does anybody have toilet paper? And her hand reached under the stall because she was like, can someone give me some?
Yeah.
And I thought about it too. Oh my God, that's so funny.
That's such a thing girls do. I wonder if guys do that. Hey man, can you pass some toilet paper?
What's the option? I feel like you have to.
Yeah, especially if there's no toilet seat covers. That's my like plan B always.
Yeah, me too. I hate that though.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. Well, let's go ahead and get into the first story. This is called The Not So Popular Cheerleader.
Ooh.
We got a high school drama.
The cheerleader.
Y'all.
Did you ever watch Heroes?
I did.
Follow the Cheerleader.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Dude, I forgot about that show. I feel like it's been long enough to where I could watch it again and not remember anything.
The first season was incredible.
Phenomenal.
In Hiro? Hiro, what's his last name?
Wait, remember were you with me? We went and did an escape game and he was there and we were freaking out. Okay, you weren't there.
I don't think so.
I turned and I was like, oh my God.
I can't remember his last name. Nashimoto something like that, but Hiro.
He was so cute.
I loved him. Let's watch that show.
Okay. I just started watching Monk again because that was my favorite show. Like, our family used to be obsessed with it. And we're at the, like, last seasons, and I genuinely can't remember what happens.
Oh.
So it's been, like, fun because it's been, like, I mean, years and years and years since I watched it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Hey, I don't even know where to start. I guess I will just start with who I am. My name is Maddie. You can say my name. And I am a junior in high school. I started listening to the pod over quarantine and have been completely obsessed ever since. I have been a cheerleader since I was in fourth grade. And I guess that's where this story starts. I'm on my high school's varsity cheerleading team and have recently been having a really hard time with some of the girls. I try to make conversations and make connections with the girls, and to me it feels like they don't even want to talk to me. I will try to make a joke, ask a question, or start a conversation, and I get short answers, like they won't even act like I said anything or I'm standing right in front of them trying to have a conversation.
Oh, girls,
I really try to be super friendly and nice to them, but I get nothing in return. When thinking about why this is happening, the only thing I can think of is that I'm not the typical cheerleader. I'm not super into makeup or have my appearance perfect all the time. And I'm not saying that all cheerleaders are like that. I'm just saying that maybe some of the girls don't like that. I'm not super worried about my nails or if my makeup isn't perfect. I'm so lucky to have one friend on the team that is super nice, and she says the same thing, that no one will talk to her either. I recently told my mom about it, and now she's saying she's going to have a conversation with the coach. I don't know if that will do anything, and I don't want everyone to think I like tattled on them and got them in trouble and then they don't like me even more.
Yeah, there's pros and cons to that, yeah, for sure.
I guess my question is, how do I make connections on my team and am I doing anything wrong? I love your guys' podcast. It has helped me get through really hard times. Love, Maddie.
Maddie.
I hate high school. Actually,
my heart hurts for her.
I know. I loved high school. But I also feel like I didn't love it until hindsight and looking back and being like, oh, those are fun memories. During it, it is so stressful and overwhelming trying to just navigate not only is like, this sounds so like cheesy, but like your body changing.
Yeah.
But it is like you have like hormone levels changing.
Ugh, everything's so dramatic and emotional because of that.
Yes. You like. Boys don't know how to flirt, so they're just mean to you. People are super insecure, so like they make fun of you because they're insecure and want the attention off themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so hard to navigate when you're in such a raw place where you take everything so personal.
Yeah.
So personal.
I for the majority hated high school. I did not have a great high school experience. It wasn't horrible. I didn't have any like traumatic experiences, which I'm really lucky for. But my freshman year and my senior year were the worst. The 2 years in between, my best friend ended up coming to that high school. So I had her, and that was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
But she was a year older than me. So when she graduated, I had to do senior year alone again. And both of those, the freshman year and the senior year, I was done. Like, yeah. I had multiple conversations with my mom, crying, just being like, I hate everyone there. I also, for whatever reason, maybe it was because all of my friends were like a year or two older than me, I felt like more mature than a lot of the kids in my grade. And like what they thought was funny, I wasn't funny to me. Like, I felt like the music they listened to, I didn't listen to. Like, it was just like, I felt like I was in my own little world.
Relate. Yeah.
And I couldn't relate to them in any way. And it's just tough in high school when you have no other classmates to go be friends with. You have to hang out with the same group of people over and over again. It's the worst.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's hard because like, and I feel like this is great because I feel like we had very different high school experiences. I always like, I think this is like the dumbest thing in the world, but like I was one of the popular kids. So like high school was like, I feel like when it came to like friends and groups, like I was just super involved in like everything.
Yeah.
And so I didn't struggle as much with that as much as like kind of like realizing like certain things like weren't genuine. Like that's what I struggled with was like, why are you guys making fun of them? Or like, why do we always have to like go shopping and like show off our clothes? And you know what I mean? Like, I struggled with more of like knowing that I like wanted different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly feel like if I were to give any advice, I honestly think the reason like I did so well with like being able to connect with different groups is I always was nice. Mm-hmm. Like, I always remained nice to people. Like, even the kids that, like, got made fun of, like, I made sure to go out of my way to, like, make them feel supported. Like, band people, choir people, cheer, like, softball. Like, I think because I got so involved in high school,
yeah,
like, I got to kind of, like, interact with different groups.
You didn't see cliques. You saw people.
Yeah. And yeah. I always was above and beyond just really nice to people. And I think that helped me to kind of, like, find those connections. But I think also for your specific, because I was a part of cheer, and I never loved it because of this. I'm trying to think, like, I'm trying to, like, go back into my cheer days. Mm-hmm. I think, honestly, the harder that you try with mean girls, the more that they will make you feel stupid. So I feel like remaining super nice and still, like, if you start a conversation and they don't reciprocate, then, like, you have to almost have, like, a slippery skin. Like, you just let things, like, roll off of you, because those type of people who go out of their way to make other people miserable are not worth a second of your time or energy. Mm-hmm. So you say things to them. If they don't reciprocate, then, like, you move on. You have a friend, like, spend time investing in her. But also, like, just be ready for those times where it comes up. Like, be really dedicated, like, learn your routines, have your routines down. So then there'll be times where, like, one of them will be like, hey, I'm having a hard time with, like, this 8 count. And you can step in and be like, oh, I got you. Like, I'll help you with it. Mm-hmm. You know, keep extending and being like, hey, like, we're all going to eat at this place if you guys want to go. Like, try to find those connections and hopefully they'll, like, organically come. But I think the more that you try and try, mean girls are the type of girls that will be like, oh my God, why is she, like, trying to be a part of our group? You know what I mean? Like, it has to feel organic, which is so stupid. But also, I feel like it'll be good for you to, like, take that step back too, mm-hmm, and realize, like, some people are not worth that much energy.
Yes, I completely agree. I agree with that. I think with the group of girls in cheer, you need to decide who's worth having a conversation, mm-hmm, with or trying a little harder, and who's just you don't even need to waste your breath with. I do think this is a pivotal time in your life where me specifically, I wish I had learned to be a little more confrontational, not to, like, start a fight, but to at least voice my opinion. Like, if they're pretending not to listen to me, like, I wish I would have been able to say something, like, okay, you're gonna ignore me, cool, and walk away. Something where I have, like, the last word, or I can at least vocalize and recognize how stupid they're being by playing that they can't hear me.
Yeah. My go-to is I always go, oh, okay, good talk. And then I just walk,
like,
away.
Yeah. Even something as simple as that lets them realize what they're doing. Cause I think a lot of times they're in this game in their head, in this bubble, and they don't necessarily really realize what they're doing and the effects that it has on people. And I think it's important to call them out on it, obviously in a nice way. Cause we're not trying to have a cat fight, but, like,
yeah.
Okay, cool. Good talk. It's such a simple, easy phrase that, like, lets them know that they're being stupid. And this is going to sound so silly, and I brought it cause I knew I was going to use it at one point in this episode, but I went to this retreat this weekend and this was not a retreat where you take notes, but a woman said something and I literally grabbed a notepad and wrote it down because I needed this because I'm a non-confrontational person. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about how to speak your truth and what that looks like. And she was like, and if you struggle speaking your truth, here's the 4 steps to do it. So I'm just going to quickly say it. The first one is what I'm about to say truthful? The second one is what I'm about to say kind? The third one is now the right time? And the fourth one is it necessary? Mm. So if you're sitting in that moment and the girls are being mean and they're not talking to you or recognizing you, then if what you're about to say checks all 4 of those off, I think you have every right to go ahead and say something. Yeah. Because you need to stand up for yourself too. And that's that time in your life where you're learning how to do that.
Yeah.
Just like the boys are learning how to flirt and everyone's learning how to, like, not hide their insecurities by being mean to people, we're also learning how to stand up for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that's such a good time to practice it. And I wish I did it in high school.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just now learning this. Obviously, I wrote it down.
Yeah. And I think, too, like, there's been times where, like, I've straight up just said to someone, like, hey, like, I just feel like there's, like, this weird vibe where I just get the feeling, like, you guys don't really like me.
Yeah.
And I keep trying to, like, push past it. But, like, if you're not interested in, like, being friends with me, like, that's totally cool. Like, I'll stop trying. Yeah. But, like, I'm really trying to get to know you guys,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
But also, I will say for your mom, and hopefully it's not too late, like, hopefully she hasn't said anything yet. What I would ask her to do is approach it in a way of, like, asking if you can talk to the coach and saying to the coach, hey, I've been talking to a few of the other moms, and we've all kind of heard just different versions of our daughters feeling like the team's getting kind of clicky and, like, not really, like, bonded. So, like, I just wanted to bring that to your attention. If you can start doing some, like, team building exercise, team bonding kind of stuff.
Yeah, pairing so partners that don't always hang out together.
Yeah, so it's not as much, like, oh my gosh, my daughter says these girls are mean to her, because that, I honestly don't think that will be good.
Yeah.
Just because I have had plenty. That's one thing. When you are a part of the more, like, quote unquote, again, I hate that word, popular girls, mm-hmm. like, you learn how to speak and navigate mean girl, because, like, even though I wasn't one, I definitely witnessed it, like, multiple
yeah.
times.
Yeah.
So, and those type of girls, it's all about, like, them being elevated. They mm-hmm. want people who elevate them. They want people who, like, stroke their ego 24/7. And if you go against it or make them feel dumb in any ways, like, they will attack you.
Yeah.
And they will attack you where it hurts, you know?
Yeah.
And it's so sad because, again, at the core of every person who's mean and acts out is a very insecure person who has been told within their life that they're not enough mm-hmm. in some way, whether it's from a parent or a past experience. And so now they go above and beyond to prove that they are everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Maddie, you totally got this. I will say, it gets so much better. And I think in high school, if I would have just kept my head up and not let myself been so phased
keep
by people.
Keep your chin up.
If I would have just, like, been like, you know what? That's such a bummer that, like, you're acting like that. But, like, what I can't control is, like, how I'm going to let you affect me.
Yeah.
So if someone's mean, just being like, okay, like, obviously, like, this isn't a good time. Like,
yeah.
And moving on and focusing on the people that made me feel good instead yeah. of trying to keep status. Like, at the end of the day, that's all that matters. And sometimes your cheer team, your softball team, your choir, whatever, like, those people are just meant to be a part of that chapter of your life. They're
yeah.
not meant to be, like, great friends, you know?
Yeah.
So I would definitely say, invest in the people you can.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe take a beat. Like, don't try to force it too much.
Yeah, the girls that aren't worth it, say the
yeah.
whole cool talk thing.
Yeah.
And the girls that are worth it, then do what Taryn said. When you're feeling confident one day, it doesn't have to be right away, but one day when you're feeling good, being like, hey, are we okay?
Yeah.
I've been trying over here and I feel like you're not. It's cool if not,
yeah.
but I just wanted to check in. Like, I think something like that, you'd be surprised how they'll respond to it. And if they respond to it bad, then bye.
Yeah.
Cut them out of your life forever. And
But I'm telling you, work on that. I always say, like, it's not even a tough skin. It's a slippery skin.
Yeah.
So, like,
slide
like
right
literally,
off.
Like, when someone says something mean to you, literally visualize it, like, hitting your shoulder and, like, rolling off of you.
You are slime.
You are covered in aloe vera gel. and nothing can stick to you. It rolls right off.
It rolls
and
just, right off.
Like, that's their toxic behavior. That's their
yeah.
toxic thoughts
yeah.
coming back onto you. So,
yeah.
like, do not let it penetrate, because it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
Yeah. And pray to God someone humbles them quickly.
I'll come humbler. I know how to shut that down.
I can be confrontational.
Can you?
Let's try my
fight.
Best
let's
for
have
you.
A live, let's have a live fight right now. We should do that one time. That'd be fun.
God, that just anxiety.
That's like your nightmare, but
pure
I'm like,
anxiety.
that'd be so good for people to just hear how confident I am.
You want to hear Taryn talk and me be completely quiet?
Breathing, silent, shaking.
Breathing rapidly. My turn. Let's go ahead and get into my story now. This one is titled, "How do I seat my father in the back corner on my wedding day?"
Oh.
Well, shoot.
Oh.
There it is. Here we go. Dear Taryn and Ashley, or vice versa, first of all, I'd like to remain anonymous. Your wish is our command. In one of your recent episodes, you told us to take your words as a sign to send something in.
Yes.
So finally, I have stumbled about on a situation which your advice would be so helpful and appreciated. Moreover, I think other listeners might be able to relate to this, even if it is with different details for them. I try my best to keep this short and sweet, but I feel like you need some background information to fully understand the scenario. My parents got divorced when I was only 2 years old. Luckily, they still got along afterwards. For example, my mama and I used to visit my father and his new wife on the day after Christmas to have a small second celebration all together. And my mama made an effort to not move cities so I could see my papa regularly. However, my...
Stop. She calls them Mama and Papa.
Uh-huh.
That's so cute.
However, my Papa still stayed emotionally very distant from me. His behavior caused a lot of damage and sadness for me over the years. I consciously say his behavior, she adds in quotes, because my therapist has told me that this isn't my fault. I try to give you some... I'll try to give you some examples so you know what I'm talking about. He will send me a brief text for my birthday and nothing else. Even though my boyfriend got a sum of money for his birthday from my papa, he doesn't reach out for me for months. And if he does text me, he only complains about his health situations.
Wait, he sent her boyfriend money, but not her?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
That's sounding weird.
A little less like papa and more like papa. From Stranger Things.
How long have you been thinking about that?
It just
that
came
one
to me. Give me
good
this
one, Ash.
Let me. Taryn likes to think she's the only funny one here, but I am funny also.
No, you know what? What's the most funny? I'm not saying you're not funny because you are. Hello, like I wouldn't be friends with you if you weren't funny. But what is the funniest thing about you is when you think you're being funny and it's more watching
me
try
to hold it in.
No, you just get like so pumped. Like, did anyone hear that? And then like you'll say it again. Like, that's the funniest part. It's so good. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, shoot. Continuing. At this point, I decided to not get emotionally involved and take things as they come, which of course is very difficult. Recently, my wonderful boyfriend and I started to talk about getting married eventually. This should be a very happy and exciting time for me, and I should be happy and excited to be married one day. But the wedding part worries me, and part of the reason for that is, of course, my papa. I feel like not inviting him is too extreme, especially since I would like to have my stepmom and half-brother with me on that day. However, I don't want my father to be a big part of this celebration. Since the wedding is about my boyfriend and me, I don't mind being a little selfish. Oof, good for you.
Yeah.
How do I avoid my papa giving a speech, for example? If I would be fine with my future in-laws giving one, how could my boyfriend still have a mother-son dance if I... on the other hand, dislike touching my papa physically. Everything without hurting my papa back, of course. You get the gist. A big conversation with my father isn't an option for me because I've tried this multiple times in the past and it only caused hurting on my part. I also don't want my mama to fill the gaps next to the possible activities of my future in-laws because she's the biggest introvert and she would not enjoy that. Thank you for reading this thoroughly. I love your podcast so much. Love, Anonymous.
Woof.
So not only is there like, not only does she dislike her father, but she doesn't want to be near him, doesn't want to touch him, doesn't want him taking any part of this celebration in her life. That's tough because the parents, there are specific roles for the parent to do.
Yeah, I feel like
it's not like inviting a friend who you don't want.
No, yeah. I feel like you, in my mind, again, like weddings now, I feel like weddings can be whatever you want them to be. Mm-hmm. And I think all that really matters is like you and your future husband sitting down and deciding what you want.
Yeah.
But in my mind, when I'm putting myself in this situation, I feel like there's really two options. Mm-hmm. There's either you talk to your boyfriend and you say, like, I don't know how to do this without it being so uncomfortable. So are you okay with us just getting rid of, like, certain traditional things? Mm-hmm. And, like, letting – I'm sure his mom understands, like, where you're coming from. So letting, like, your mom know, like, I love her and I don't want to take away from her spotlight of this day, but, like, it's just too hard for me. And then you just get rid of that. Like, and with speeches and stuff, it's not like it's open mic. So it's right. It's whoever gives the speech and that's it.
Yeah.
So that's one way if you're trying to just avoid talking to your dad about it. But I feel like the other option is you just need to have a very honest conversation with him. Mm-hmm. And just say, hey, I don't feel like we need to get into, like, the past. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. We don't have a great relationship. I respect that you are my dad, and I respect that, you know, you do hold that position. And with this day coming up, I'm not comfortable doing certain things with you. And I know I'm not trying to say this to hurt your feelings, but this day is about me and my boyfriend and what we want to do. And I'm not at a place in our relationship where I want to do a father-daughter dance, or I want to have you walk me down the aisle, etc. And just be super honest with him. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, but this is where I'm at. I would like you to be there, but if that is going to be uncomfortable or hard for you, I also totally respect your decision.
Yeah.
But kind of laying it out of, like, this is how it's going to be, and I don't want you to be, like, surprised or slapped in the face by it. Mm-hmm. But also, if you don't want to come because that's weird, I completely understand, and that's your choice.
I agree. And I think the cool thing is you have so much in your favor for this. He's aware that you guys don't have a great relationship. He's aware he doesn't reach out, and he's not stupid. So he knows this. And since he isn't involved in your life, other people have been. And I'm sure there's someone else who deserves that dance that you could give to.
Or what if you just do a mother dance?
Yeah,
you dance with your mom, like, and he dances with his mom.
That's what I mean. It doesn't have to be him. It could be an aunt that stepped in and is like a parent figure to you. It could be your mother. It could be your brother-in-law who you've connected with. And clearly you love his new wife, your stepmom, because you want them there. I'm sure there's other people that could walk you down that deserve that role of walking you down. And there's other people that deserve the honor of your first dance, you know? And I think just letting him know, hey, I love you. Two, you're more than welcome to come. In fact, I want you there, but I'm giving these honorable positions to people that have really impacted my life. And he can fill in the blank as to why that is, because he's, again, a grown ass man, not stupid. Yeah. He knows what he's done. And there's other people who deserve that.
Yeah. And I think, too, like, I mean, she said something about having him sit in the back corner. Like, and that's one of those things where I feel like if you are that intense about how you feel about him, because I feel like anybody who I would say, the only way I'm going to let you come is if you're in the back corner and I can't see you. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a pretty extreme amount of hatred I would have to have for that person.
Yeah.
So at that point, is having them there even worth it if it's going to be those kind of conditions?
Yeah.
And I'm sure, like, part of it was just her saying, like, that was a great title.
It was,
you know,
a great title. Got me.
So, but it's like, if you can have those things where it's like, hey, I don't want you to have it. Expectations of doing these certain things with me, but I want you there and to enjoy it, and he's with his family who you love, and you just, you know, maybe they're not in the front row, but they're, like, up with your family and they're sitting with the guests, like, so I think it's just kind of weighing it out. But I think when you start to, if you really feel like that, where it's like, I want him to be in the back so I can't even see him, I feel like that's where you start encroaching. Like, that's kind of like an intense stipulation to have.
Yeah.
And so.
And Anonymous, I feel like I feel like you've probably thoroughly thought this out because you wrote out this email. But I also wouldn't want you to ever regret not having him at such a huge like moment in your life.
Because the relationship might repair in the future.
I'm sure it doesn't feel like it now, but you never know. 20 years from now, you guys could have some conversation. And I just wouldn't want you to, if it were me and I hated my dad and I didn't want him at my wedding, I would probably, with the benefit of the doubt in the back of my head, have him there and just give those rules away to other people that have, in a good way, impacted my life. And I would just have him there.
Yeah. Maybe it'll be a wake-up call if you have this conversation with him and he sits back and he's like, whoa, like, I realize I haven't given effort, but I didn't realize it's to the point where, like, she wouldn't even want me to walk her down the aisle.
Or
like,
dance with her, yeah.
Yeah, that's maybe big. This will be, like, a good conversation. And I mean, I was at a wedding once where my friend got married and she wasn't close to her dad at all. So he started doing the father-daughter dance with her, and everyone who was close with her like knew it was kind of a weird relationship. And like a few minutes in, her brother stands up and walks out and asks if he can cut in, and then her brother finished the dance with her because he was more of like a male figure in her life than her dad was. So I think it really is up to you what you want to do. Mm-hmm. But I think where drama starts is when people feel like, what just happened? Like, why would I not be up? Yeah. So I think having like those pre-conversations would be helpful for you to just like not have to stress about it anymore. Like, I've already talked. Things have already been like.
So the day comes and you don't have to even bat an eye at it because you've already given him that time to talk it through with him. And it's always better to avoid shock. You don't want him to be like, wait, I can't walk you down.
He stands up and someone else goes out there and he's like, what?
Messy. Yeah. So the good thing that I'd love to remind you about is this is your day. Mm-hmm. You get to make these calls. No one else can tell you what to do. And if having him there makes you uncomfortable, then you have literally the only one who has the power to say that. Definitely include your husband in those conversations.
For sure.
And more power to you. Do whatever you got to do because this is your day and we just want what's best for you. So
agreed.
Thank you so much for sharing. That's such a specific situation, but I know so many people can relate to that.
Yeah.
Having that one person, whether it's your parent or a friend or an aunt or an uncle that you just can't stand and knowing you have to invite, you should invite them. Ugh.
I hate, those feelings of feeling like forced to do anything is like so hard.
It's the worst.
Well, thank you so much for writing in your stories. If you're sitting on a story, definitely send it in. It can be a weird situation that one of your friends is going through. It can be an embarrassing thing that happened to you. It can be just like something you've always wondered about. Whatever it is, send it in, but definitely send us those October series stories. And we got some really fun and exciting things coming and we can't
wait. Sure do. We're so excited.
Cannot wait.
We're so excited.
I got a dad joke for us all though, of
fantastic.
Course. Okay, ready?
Yes.
How does the moon cut his hair when the sun gets in the way?
Beam. Sunbeam blade.
Ashley, beam?
I was thinking of the sun ray. Shadow.
Cuts his hair. Can I just say it?
Yeah.
Eclipse it.
Stupid. That was so good. It. That was really
good. That's
good.
A good one.
I actually really enjoyed that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's clever. Well, guys, you already
love,
know.
Yeah.
If you made it to the dad joke, we love you the mostest. Follow us on socials. Write in your October series stories because without you, we don't have content. So do that ASAP, please. Don't forget to title it October series. And we will be talking to you guys in the next episode, which will be coming out Monday.
Love you all.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.